First story we're covering involves a controversial executive order concerning travel to America. The order that President Donald Trump signed Friday is called the Protection of the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States. It follows through in a campaign promise Mr. Trump made to tighten U.S. borders and stop certain refugees from entering the country. The order aims to do that by suspending the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program for 120 days, so that's on hold. It puts a temporary 90-day ban, a stop, to people entering the U.S. from certain terrorism-prone countries. It puts an indefinite ban on people entering the U.S. from Syria, and it puts a limit on the total number of refugees allowed to enter the U.S. at 50,000 for the fiscal year. Former President Obama had increased that to 110,000 in his last year in office. President Trump wants to institute what he calls extreme vetting, screening of immigrants to the U.S., and he says this will all help keep Islamic terrorists out of the country.
We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Trump is right to make sure the U.S. is doing everything possible to know exactly who is entering the country. This is not the first time U.S. refugee admissions have been suspended. Former President George W. Bush suspended them for 3 months after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. But President Trump's plan is unique in that it bans people from specific countries: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The majority of people in these countries are Muslim, and critics say the president's order discriminates against Muslims.
It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm.
The Council on American Islamic Relations says there's no evidence that refugees are a threat to U.S. national security. And over the weekend, a number of legal challenges were made to the order. A federal judge in New York granted an emergency stay Saturday night. What that did was say citizens from the affected countries who've already arrived in the U.S. or who were on the way legally before the order cannot be removed from America. The judge said that removal would violate the immigrants' due process and equal protection guaranteed by the Constitution. Across the U.S., protesters gathered to speak out against the restrictions. There were demonstrations at U.S. landmarks and at major American airports where some people from the listed countries were detained.